Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington, where each week we have a chance to talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And I'm really pleased to have with us this morning our friends Mary Jean and Madison from Monroe County United Ministries. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Great. Well, good to see you. It seems, it's October and I can't believe it's already October, but, holidays are going to be around the corner. So you have some exciting things going on.
Yeah, we have a lot of really exciting holiday activities coming up, some new ones and some old ones. So, probably our biggest one that we do is we sponsor Compass Families for Christmas, where families can, support Compass Families and also this year, Your Path Families, through our Your Path program through the Self-Sufficiency Center. They can, support them through our gift program. Where people can purchase and wrap 3 to 5 gifts for each member in the household. And we have wish lists that we'll send out to people. And we do ask that, all items be new and wrapped for the families. And we have all sorts of sizes of families, about 1 to 6 people in the household you can buy for. And then we also have wish lists that we'll send out to you whenever we pair you with the family. And we have also different delivery dates that you'll be able to sign up for just to make it a little bit easier for you. And we also have where you can provide a food basket for the family, where we can send you a list of the items that you can put in a we have normally grocery bags that you load up with different either fun holiday items or just like the typical, canned fruit, canned vegetables. We have that list ready to go for families as well. Another thing we have added in this year, and we're partnering with Able Nursery. We are going to be giving out wreaths and poinsettias to families. So that's another thing that you can provide the family is a nice little poinsettia or holiday wreath from Able Nursery. So that's kind of a little fun addition just to decorate the house. So we're really excited about that. Another thing that we have is where you can donate to our rent and utilities fund for families, to help keep that on, during these winter months. Sometimes that bill can be, pretty hard to keep up with just with trying to keep the house warm. So that's another big thing that we like to offer. And then also you can just, if you, don't want to shop for a family, you're more than willing to just donate, then you can, donate at macam.org/donate. So those are some really great ways to get involved with us during the holidays. A few other things, it's just you can host a food drive or a hygiene drive for us. That's a great way to get involved, especially if you have like a group or a congregation. One way you can do that is hosting a food drive, which is awesome. Especially right now, our food pantry is getting a little low just because we're seeing our numbers increase, just between last month and this month, our numbers have shot up quite a bit. So we're expecting that to just continue rising through the holidays. So that would be a huge help.
What do you see? You mentioned you have increased demand for the food pantry. What do you attribute it to? Is this pandemic stuff still or job situation or combination? What do you see?
It's a combination of a variety of factors. Mm-hmm. The pandemic is still affecting our clientele, yes, and communities in a large way. We're still seeing families that, a lot of our families were in the service industry and they're still struggling to get back on their feet. Mm-hmm. Those that had any sort of savings, like that's long been gone. Mm-hmm. And especially in the holidays, families start to gather. It gets a little colder, folks are, getting closer together, hanging out more, and all of a sudden you have more mouths to feed. Especially, it's extremely important during the school breaks, because these kids now, where they were getting breakfast and lunch at school and maybe a snack or two, are no longer getting that. No families have to find a way to provide food for not just, dinner and on weekends, but during the day too, and in general, the that would already been taken care of. So our clients are struggling, always struggle just a little bit more during the holidays.
Yeah, lunch and breakfast. And that's like one of the options that we have for families is for people to donate food baskets. So those are like our special holiday food baskets where, you know, you either if you want to support a family with a gift assistance program, you can include a food basket in there. You don't have to. But that's another thing that you can just donate food baskets if that wants to be the only program that you do. And you can also include, you know, hams or turkeys with that as well. Just be able to offer kind of a holiday meal for these families, something they'll be able to get.
Now, you mentioned the words Your Path and Compass. Could you explain to people a little bit what those are and a little bit more about what Monroe County United Ministries does?
Yeah, that seems like a reasonable question. So Monroe County United Ministries is a low-income family of Monroe County through our two separate programs. First, we have our Compass Early Learning Center. So we work with children ages 1 to 5. We offer our own sliding fee scale in addition to accepting state and federal dollars. And the goal of our childcare is to prepare for kindergarten while promoting their development and encouraging their families to either remain in the workforce, continue education, whatever they need for themselves and their families. One of the things that a lot of our families end up struggling with is, and it doesn't matter about income, childcare is a big issue in this county, in this state, this country. And childcare is extremely expensive, as anybody with a young child understands.
Oh yeah.
And families end up having to choose between their jobs, their education, and taking care of their children. Like, they don't get one or the other, or they don't get both. And here at Compass, we give them the option to find affordable, high quality licensed childcare while they can go to work. Mm-hmm. They can continue their education. And then on the other end of our program, we have the Self-Sufficiency Center, which is two different parts. We have the basic needs assistance and then the Your program. So our basic needs assistance is cleaning and hygiene products, it's groceries, it's rent utility help. Clothing, household vouchers for household items like pots and pans and towels and dish rags and all of those things. Then the Your Path is so families or individuals that aren't necessarily worried about putting food on the table in the immediate future. They maybe are in a little bit more of a stable place, but they still need help, they still need support. They want to work on things like an education goal or saving up money for a car or buying a house or just as simple as like, I want more family time and how do I go about doing it? And we have coaches here that will work side by side, lay out goals, help find resources for the clients that are interested.
No, it's and again, that will really help families be stable in the long run, which is obviously the goal. So that's great. You've mentioned, you know, as you were talking that, you know, about hygiene products. Now you're one of the few organizations that collects and distributes hygiene products, aren't you?
Yeah. So we are, one of the only agencies in Monroe County that give out cleaning and hygiene products. And that's something that's not covered by SNAP benefits. And so, you know, a lot of times those are sort of products that, you know, aren't getting prioritized. And that's something that we're able to offer families and individuals, you know, 6 full-size cleaning and hygiene products. You know, we have a whole array of things that they can pick from, whatever they're, you know, most in need of. And we love being able to offer that. And, you know, that's something that, since we are one of the only agencies in Monroe County that offers that, you know, they fly off the shelves. So that's something that we try our best to keep up with and keep stocked. But you know, it can be hard at times. So yeah, that's something we're always in need of.
So when you're mentioning that along with food, are there items right now, you know, you mentioned there's a lot of demand right now. And so what types of things would be most helpful, like if people are listening and want to do donations to the health and hygiene or food pantry, what are we looking for right now?
Yeah, so right now we're really in need of mac and cheese. That's something that's flying off the shelves, as well as, you know, canned vegetables, canned fruit, potatoes, corn, different desserts, crackers, helper meals is a huge one. Those are something that we love offering as the helper meals, just because helper meals can typically feed the, you know, a lot of mouths. And so families, that's always an easy meal for people to put together. And then always, you know, different cleaning hygiene products like shampoo, body wash, razors, just your typical household cleaners. Yeah, those are probably what we're most in need of right now.
Great. And if people want to bring or donate things, talk about that process a little bit, like, you know, where are you? When do they bring it? That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So we're located over by the new Tri-North Middle School, over by Mills Pool as well. 827 West 14th Court. People are able to come and donate anytime between 8:30 and 4. What they would just do. So our pantry is open from noon to 4, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But you're able to come before then. Our doors will be typically locked before then. So you just ring the doorbell and a staff member will come running and help you with the donation. So that's normally the time frame that people can come in and donate.
And that's 5 days a week?
Yes.
Great. Wonderful.
In the holiday season, we'll have various food drives happening throughout the community. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
A really easy, convenient way to drop off some food and we coordinate pickups ourselves. So, yeah.
Sure. Now, you'd mentioned too, you know, that people could have a food drive or a health and cleaning and hygiene product drive. So, are there suggestions for those things, or if people are interested, should they reach out and contact you and you can help them set that up, or what's your suggestion for that?
Yeah, so I definitely encourage people to reach out to me. My email is M as in Madison and then Silvers at mcum.org. And we can just coordinate a food drive with you. And I'm able to provide, you know, different resources like flyers, which are, you know, most needed items. And then as well as, you know, give you some little tips on, you know, how to run a successful food drive. And we're even able to coordinate either pickup or drop off, whatever. We want to make it as easy as possible for people. So, you know, the more we get involved, the better we can help you guys. And so I definitely encourage people to reach out to me and set something up.
Great. Yeah. And as you said, I mean, holidays will be here before we know it. So with the family food basket, you know, you said, so you have a list of items. So talk a little bit, if someone's interested in sponsoring a family for a food basket, how would they go about doing that?
So one of the easiest ways for folks to participate in not only getting a holiday food basket, but any of our activities is going to macum.org/holiday. And we have the list online and they can find out more details about these items. But within that, under holiday food basket, there's a link to a list of how to put together a holiday food basket. As Madison mentioned, it's a little different than our regular food pantry groceries. The holiday food basket has things like flour and pumpkin, things to make a holiday meal, like, you know, stuff for green bean casserole,
stuffing,
pumpkin,
gotta have stuff.
All of these things that make it special and amazing, you know, our traditional Thanksgiving, Christmas dinners. And those are items that we don't often have in the food pantry for regular groceries. So we have a set list to provide those items for this particular occasion at this time of year.
And then is there like a drop-off window for those? So I'm sure people probably have to commit by a certain time period, and then I would imagine you want them dropped off by a certain time period too. I'm sure that's all on there.
Yeah. So the biggest thing is we would like, you know, so you can drop off the donations or the food baskets within, you know, that 8:30 to 4 time period. But we do ask for all the food baskets to be at Macum by December 6th. Just so we know, you know, how many food baskets we have and how many food baskets we need to make up and different things like that, because we do try to give a food basket to all of our families that are signed up for the assistance program.
Very nice. That's great. Now talk a little bit more too about the holiday gifts then too. So people can sponsor family, and do they contact you for that or on the website for that? Let's talk about that part.
They can sign up online on the website. They can also contact us and we'll send them a physical form. Mm-hmm. And it's, we have it set up. So it's through JotForm. They fill it out online. They select the family size they're interested in, mm-hmm. and the dates they want for drop off. If they have any additional questions or concerns, mm-hmm. our office manager, Shannon or Madison, will be in contact with them to coordinate mm-hmm. all of that information. And then they'll just bring it in. We'll pick it up however it works, and we'll hand it out to the families. Our compass directors play Santa towards mid-December and start getting to drop it off. And I'll tell you what, it
very
is
nice.
The best experiences here seeing,
yes.
you know, these families light up. They're excited. They're able to provide their kids with gifts or extra items mm-hmm. that wouldn't normally be possible.
Mm-hmm. No, that's wonderful. And then also, Madison, you had mentioned something about recent poinsettias with Able Nursery. So could you talk about that part a little bit more too?
Yeah, so we, it's same thing. It's on the holiday website. So we're partnering, this is our first year partnering with Able Nursery to as a little fundraiser by selling wreaths and poinsettias. And so the wreaths are $28 each, and they're Fraser firs, and they're handmade, and they just sound absolutely beautiful with, you know, the red bows and the berries and all that. Mm-hmm. And then also the poinsettias. So those are $15 each. So yeah, we'll receive a portion of the funds that are brought in by that. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, excited to be able to offer that this year through them. So
wonderful.
I definitely encourage it.
Yeah. And so do people go down to Able Nursery to make their purchases?
So what you'll do is you'll make the purchase online through our, you know, mcum.org/holiday. You'll be able to put it on there, and I'll get your order. And then I'm the one who puts in the order to Able Nursery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll be the ones to actually go pick them up. So that will be a fun experience. And then I will be sending an email out to everyone that ordered them, and they'll mm-hmm. be able to either come by Macum and pick them up, or we'll be able to go out and deliver them to you.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all the different things you're talking about, these are amazing. And like you said, it sounds like you have a lot more families in need this year than usual.
Yeah, I think, you know, I would say, you know, in the last few months, our numbers, we've seen a decrease in our numbers. And a lot of that we think is a result in the pandemic and sort of an odd way, just with the different funding and all that. Mm-hmm. But now it's getting to that point where the additional funding, you know, isn't being offered. And so we're starting to see, you know, our numbers increase again. And, mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something that we have been expecting was going to happen. We just didn't know when, and it looks like mm-hmm. it's happening now. So, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And it always seems too, like these bigger holidays are always at the end of the month. And I would imagine it's probably harder for people to make ends meet at that point.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah,
we usually see our larger numbers at the end of the month. In addition, we're seeing folks that we've not seen before, first time families mm-hmm. coming in, needing a little extra help towards the end of the year. And we want to be a place that we are a place that welcomes anyone for the first mm-hmm. time. You always see their faces. They're just like, I don't know what to do. And we're mm-hmm. here for the smile on our face under our mask.
Yes, of course.
Yes. And greet them and help them through the process. One mm-hmm. thing that we've done we started it during the pandemic, but has helped us reach a larger portion of this community mm-hmm. is we added online ordering and delivery options.
Oh.
You know, a lot of our families, you know, those with mobility issues, those that are a little more concerned about health issues getting out in the public,
younger kids,
those with mm-hmm. you know, several children, as anybody knows, grocery shopping with a couple young kids can be very challenging. It's the same issues when you come into a food pantry. You've got a toddler running back and forth
sure.
back as many cans mm-hmm. as he can before he's out the door.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're toddlers. And our ability, they can go online. It's client choice, same as it is here. They pick and choose which items work best for their family, fit their dietary needs. Mm-hmm. And they can either come pick it up at an arranged prearranged time, or we have volunteers that'll go out once a week and deliver it.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Do you find that when you have clients with special dietary needs, is that a challenge working with the food pantry, or are those items you're missing a lot?
So yeah, unfortunately, because we have like this set what we can serve the most people with list, we don't often have like gluten-free, we don't buy
sodium.
Yeah, specifically purchase those items.
Mm-hmm.
Try and have a variety. So, you know, we have vegan, vegetarian items. We try and always have fresh produce. We, mm-hmm. we get an option wherever we're at getting food to have those items. We try and keep some mm-hmm. in stock mm-hmm. just because we want to be able to meet like the diabetic requirements. If, you know, somebody's vegan, vegetarian, mm-hmm. gluten-free, we want to be able to offer all of it. So it helps when we're doing a food drive if we get a variety of those items to make sure all of our clients can get their nutritional needs met.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Now, one thing too, if you know, these are all wonderful programs, but say, you know, somebody's not in a position to go out shopping for food and different things like that, but they want to help. How can they contribute or donate financially? Obviously, you're a nonprofit organization, so funds always help, and then you have flexibility. What's the process for doing that?
Yeah, so they're able to just go online to mcum.org/donate, and mm-hmm. they can donate through that. If they're wanting it to go towards like a specific fund, like say our rent and utilities fund, or if they're wanting it to go towards, you know, a food basket, different things like that, then they're able to put it. We have, there's a little memo on there where they can write that in. And we always follow what that says. So your money will be going where you want it to go. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, you can easily put it in there and we will follow what you want us to do with it.
Wonderful. And I would imagine that rent and utilities are probably something that a lot of people are looking for help with right now too.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely.
It's something that is really important throughout the year. But at the end of the year, we do a big drive. A fun drive for it, just because we understand coming into the winter months, it gets to be really important. And that rent assistance is vital to preventing big homelessness mm-hmm. and more disruption into our clients' lives. Because if we mm-hmm. can meet or work with other agencies, our coaches will work with other agencies in the area to meet that need to prevent a family or an individual from being evicted and mm-hmm. paying their rent. It goes a long way to reducing urgent needs in this community.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Well, Madison and Mary Jean, thank you so much for everything you're doing. And I hope that you're able to get people listening and reaching out and helping every single family who's in need this year.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And this has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.